Blog Talk Radio.
T minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Fire the tire.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Success Movement Radio. My name is Sean Wyman, here to tell you, welcome to the movement. So excited to have you on the show tonight. We have got an absolutely amazing guest. Very, very excited to have somebody that I'm honored to call a friend, a business partner, just so many things, and just really, really excited to get this show going tonight, because we are going to be talking about the direct sales industry, the network marketing industry, and the home-based business industry. And we're going to be talking with one of the top network marketing professionals out there today that is working with over 5,000 different clients in over 130 different countries, teaching network marketing professionals the skill set that it takes to really have success in this type of industry. So I am super honored to introduce my good friend, Tammy Stanley. Say hello, Tammy.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me, Sean.
Thank you so much for joining us. It is such an honor to have you, Tammy. So as we get this started, I want to remind everybody that if you have a question or if you would like to call in and just share a comment or anything, the telephone number is 646-716-7979. So it's 646-716-7979. And when you call in, you can talk to Tammy live, ask your question, and we will be excited to hear from you. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and kick this off. Tammy, if you would, let's just start out by having you share a little bit about you. You know, where you are in your journey right now, where you're from, and where you're headed in the future.
Yeah, most definitely. Thanks again, Sean, for having me on tonight. So excited to be able to share with everyone tonight, hopefully some very helpful information that will help them excel their business throughout the rest of 2016 and into 2017. It's such a great time of year. A lot of people sit back and relax at this time of the year. I'm going to tell you the opposite, and don't do that. Be very intentional with your actions the next couple of weeks, and will propel you into total success into 2017. So a little bit about myself. I have a corporate background, so I grew up in the corporate world. Advanced in the corporate community, had a very good job with a reputable company, and probably like many of you out there, kind of felt that there was something missing. So my husband, David, and I were introduced to network marketing a little over 6 years ago and fell in total love with the profession. Jumped right in, started to build our business, went like guns a-blazing out there, sharing the opportunity with everyone. Unfortunately, we did not have the skills to effectively rank advance as quickly as we wanted to. We were, like most people when they start network marketing, excited. We had the motivation. We just didn't have the skills. We ended up puking our business, for lack of a better term, over people, and some people were running the other way because of our approach in sharing the business opportunity or our services that we were able to offer. Took a step back and tried to figure out about a year and a half into our business. We rank advanced slightly, but not as much as we wanted to, and took a step back about a year and a half into the business and said, okay, what's missing? What are we not doing? And that's when we discovered we did not have we had our corporate skills, we didn't have network marketing skills. So I'm not sure if anyone else has had that feeling in their business that they wanted it to go a lot quicker than they did, and that they were advancing, and you had to actually self-reflect and think, oh, dear, what's going on? What am I missing here? We took a couple of courses outside of what our company offered. Company did a fantastic job. Most of the companies out there do a fantastic job teaching you the system, not necessarily the skills. So we looked outside our company and acquired some of those skills through some of people that we call our friends now and mentors, one being Tom Big Al Schreider, is a great friend of ours, phenomenal, phenomenal teacher of network marketing skills. If you haven't seen any of his work or been to any of his workshops, I highly, highly recommend it. And another mentor of ours is actually Mr. James McNeil, who really opened up our eyes to the importance of skills within communication. And Sean, I know that you can also relate to learning from James McNeil as well.
Yes, absolutely. And where are you from, Tammy?
We live in Toronto, Ontario. So in
that's
Canada.
Right. In Canada, eh? So
Canada,
you know,
That's
right. I got to go to Toronto not too long ago and actually hang out with Tammy, and just it was such an amazing, such a beautiful city up there. And even though it's not so warm up there right now, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, winter has arrived.
So you are doing a lot, man. I mean, over 5,000 clients, right? And over 130 countries. You're an author. And I think it's just really important to edify you a little bit more because there's so many things that you do so well. You're an author. You're a speaker. You're a coach. You know, and you're not only all of those things, you're also the CEO and founder of Ignite Your Freedom, right?
That is correct. I am with my husband. Everything is in partnership with my husband, David.
That's right. And he is we will have him back one day. I cannot wait to have you both on this show sometime in the future in 2017 because that's going to be a fun interview when we get both of you in here together.
That's right. Yeah, unfortunately, he wasn't available to join us tonight, but that's okay because I will hopefully add value to those individuals that are listening as well. So
absolutely, absolutely. So let me ask you this. You know, you started out, you said that in the beginning when you started, like most network marketers, including myself, we run out with the hair on fire mentality, right? Just go out there and be on fire. It doesn't matter what you know. How far from the truth is that?
We unfortunately found that that is very far from the truth. Everyone, when they start, they have really, really high motivation and enthusiasm, but their skills are very, very low. So think of it kind of like a teeter-totter. You have high enthusiasm, yet no skills. How do you feel that communication is coming across to those that you're interacting with when you don't have those skills?
Very true. Very true. So what would you say are the top three? What are the top three skills that a new network – because, you know, a new network marketer is – and I mean, when I say network marketer, I mean home-based industry in general. But there's so many overwhelming things going on. There's usually a timeline on how long it takes for you to reach a certain goal. And they, you know, they have you like, hey, if you hit this in 30 days. So it automatically – begins to put the pressure on you, especially if you're just getting started in this industry. You got some people that come in and they really don't understand what they're doing and they end up withdrawing from the opportunity rather than being engulfed in the opportunity to learn and do what needs to be done. So with that being said, brand new network marketer coming out of the gate, what would you say are the top three skill sets that either they should be learning or that the leaders should be teaching them?
Yeah. Yeah, so great question, Sean. The first one, I think, is learn the system for your company. It's so important to make sure that you're aligned with the ethos and the systems that are involved with each of your companies. They built those systems to create your success. Make sure that you're following them. The second one is to look kind of outside your company and learn the skills for the profession. So the skills in how to approach people, how to share your business opportunity and or your services. Learn those key communication skills, I think, would be the second one. And you're learning from leaders in the industry who have been there and done that. You're actually fast-tracking your success because you're learning from mistakes that they have made and helping prevent you from continuing to make those. So the second one would be really learning those skills. And then the third is really fine-tuning your communication skills, which impact all areas of your life, not just your business. So the first, again, being learning the system for your specific company that you've chosen to align yourself with. The second is to learn the skills for the profession. And then the third is learning communication skills overall impacting all areas of your life, including your business.
Wow, those are all great points, Tammy. Thank you for sharing those because I agree. I think communication is the end all be all. It really is because, communicating is the company communicating the right way how the system works, or are they just bringing you in and you feel like you're drinking out of a fire hydrant because there's so much overwhelming stuff. You got to do this and you got to learn this and you got to do this and you got to learn this. So I think the most successful network marketing companies have the simplest systems. Wouldn't you agree?
Most definitely. Yeah, the simple, tried, true system that actually works. All of the companies have fantastic products. So you know that you have a great product. You know that you have your back office with all of the information there. You've got that solid foundation to build your business. Mm-hmm. Now it's all for you to learn the skills to be able to go out there and now do it.
Absolutely. So we want to talk about this month in particular. And you and I got to have a little bit of a conversation about this last night. And we were talking about there are months when you harvest and there are months when you plant. Based on your experience, what kind of month is December? Because I see a lot of people that go out and try to harvest in December. What are your thoughts?
I kind of think the opposite. I think December, because we're running into people that we may not necessarily have seen throughout the year. We may only see them at this time of year, whether it's a company function, a neighborhood function, a family function. It's definitely a harvesting, not a harvesting time of year, but a planting time of year. It's time to start building those relationships time of year, and the harvesting comes after you've cultivated that relationship.
Nice. So, and right now is really one of the best times, right, to be focusing on building these relationships, right?
Exactly. You're in usually at this time of the year, you are in situations, whether it is for Christmas or for New Year's, you are at many more social functions that don't necessarily happen with the same frequency throughout the year. So it's a great time to really step back and cultivate those relationships. Talk to people. Don't puke your business at people. Talk to people and really listen. Really understand where people are in their lives right now, and don't listen from, "Ooh, I've got a solution for you." Truly sit back and listen. If you write the word listen down and jumble up the letters, it actually is the same letters in the word silent. So be silent. Listen to people. Let them talk to you and really open up where opportunities are for them. And then you can also, if it makes sense for your business opportunity or your product or service at that point, schedule a time outside of that family function or social function to meet with them separately. Don't automatically give them your business card or automatically show them your website. Keep that separate. Keep the social function social and put the business outside later on in a separate situation for that.
Right. So, yeah, because like a lot of people during the holidays, they're not in the business mind frame right now, right? They're focused on spending time with friends and family, and they just want to personally connect with you. So grooming those personal relationships in a honorable and respectful manner in a genuine way are definitely ways to do that, to build that relationship, to cultivate, and then be able to position that opportunity in the new year to say, hey, you know, you and I have known each other a long time. You know, would you be open to, or, you know, whatever that language is, it's different for everybody. But, you know, introducing, I like how you say introducing and separating your business from your social, because unfortunately, a lot of these companies, man, they don't do that. They want you to just integrate everything and just verbally go out and share it. And sooner or later, somebody's going to say yes. And I mean, what's your experience with that?
That is so true. I'll give you actually a personal example of how not to do it. So David and I joined the business that we were aligned with just before Christmas. It was mid-December when we launched our network marketing business. We went away for Christmas with David's family. So his family is about, not very far, but about 5-hour drive away from us. They're in Ottawa. And so we traveled there for Christmas that Christmas. And we ended up not intentionally, but we pretty much ruined Christmas for everyone that year because we were so excited about our business. We did not care about anything that anyone else was doing or their feelings when we just wanted to give them the information. And nobody really even wanted it. We weren't listening. We weren't attention to the cues for other people. So I really encourage people to keep that business separate. Let people know what you're doing, but not with the intention of them joining your business or becoming your customer. If they so ask a few questions and become a little bit more interested, set a separate time for that after the holidays to really have that business type conversation.
Great point. You know, something that makes me laugh when I think about it, but this is the best way I remembered this. One of my mentors said one time, it's like you go on a date and you ask the woman to marry you the first time you go out with her, right? It's kind of the same thing, right? You go out on that date and you go, will you marry me? How's that going to work out for you 99% of the time? Probably not too good, right? It's definitely important, right, to separate and to position. And, you know, I think that there are a lot of people out there that just, you know, they don't do that. They just, unfortunately, they go out and, you know, they follow the basic fundamentals because that's all they've got to go on, especially a brand new one, right? I mean, it's all they got to go on. It's all they know is to do whatever they're told to do. So they just go out and do it. And unfortunately, I mean, I know like you, Tammy, I had a lot of failure when I started too, because I did the same thing. I ran out like a chicken with my head cut off, trying to share my opportunity with everybody. And what I found out very quickly was that wasn't the right way to do it.
Exactly. So words of advice for over the holidays, just really have your objective to have a positive interaction with somebody. So make a connection rather than going out there and I have to get 2 business partners this weekend, or go out there and say, I need to make 5 solid connections. So you're doing that planting. And throughout the time shortly after Christmas and after that, you can always fertilize and then the harvest will happen. So continue
Absolutely.
To fertilize those relationships. But you're really, yeah, you're just planting. You have your goal as a positive interaction or connection, as opposed to, I need to have 3 customers sign up tonight.
Right. But the main thing is you don't stop building your business. You're just changing your strategy from, you know, going out and positioning meetings and things like that to just really focusing on cultivating the closer, warm market relationships, the friends, the family, the people you know, love, and care about that want you around this time of year. So it's just a great opportunity to be able to reignite those connections and open up opportunities as we go into the new year.
Most definitely, yeah. And just, yeah, be really clear in what your intention is for each of the interactions. And then
mm-hmm.
you really come across differently to your friends and family. If you come into the room with, I want to make X number of positive interactions as opposed to, I need 3 customers. You're not needy and greedy. You're, I just want to build a relationship.
There you go. Yes, that's important. And I think that's one of the best principles. I can't wait to get James on this show too, because I know he's going to bring a lot of value to this. But I know if he was here, he would say the most important thing is the relationship. Nothing else matters without it. And that's something that I've always remembered and always respected in any business interactions that I do from this point forward. And I will for the rest of my life because of that.
Yeah. That is so true. And when I look back at our business, those customers and or business partners that were not the most solid, I can look back and pinpoint that all of them were because we did not effectively build that relationship to start off with.
Very true. Hey, let's take a break for just a second. I want to give a shout out to that we have somebody from England that is listening on the show. So John Denley in England, thank you so much, man, for listening to the show and reaching out to me through Facebook. Honored to know that you're out there listening, and really appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. I also want to let everybody else know in the audience that if anything has stirred up a question inside of you, maybe you're a network marketing professional or maybe you're just getting started, this is your opportunity. You can call in and speak to Tammy live. The telephone number is 646-716-7979. That's 646-716-7979. So if you want to call in and talk to Tammy live, we would love to hear from you, and we will put you on live with Tammy. All right. So with that being said, I mean, we've already put some really, really good information out there, and I hope that you guys are taking good notes, because there's some great information. Don't worry, there is a replay. And the replay will be posted shortly after. But still, man, just very, very valuable information from this awesome, awesome professional. So I want to go in more, Tammy, about systems, right? Because I know something that you're very big on and all network marketing professionals are huge on is systems that are duplicatable. And you actually have figured out how to create an effective system for follow-up during the holidays, right? Or during the planting season, if you will.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, Sean. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to John that you mentioned in England. John was just on the network marketing cruise with us in 2 weeks ago in the Caribbean. So thanks for joining us, John. Great to have you on board. For the system for follow-up, and this was something that was shared a number of times from leaders around the world that was just on that network marketing cruise with us, and establishing an effective system for follow-up is so key. And I know that we were terrible when we started our business at this. When we implemented this system, it became like magic. And you can do it either when you're chatting with people, whether you are physically, verbally communicating with them, or you can even do it on your social media. So through your Facebook or however you choose to communicate with people, you can use this system. And what it is that on a regular basis, you define what goal you have, whether my goal is today I'm reaching out to 3 people, 9 people, it could be 15 people, make it a manageable number for you. It all depends if you're part-time or full-time in your business. If you're part-time, reaching out to 5 people a day is more than ample. Reaching out to 10 people a day if you're moving towards that full-time in your business. So that is touching base with 10 people on Facebook, calling 10 people, or whatever your number is, and reaching out just to check in. So not reaching out to say, are you ready to join my business? Are you ready for a sample of my package? Reaching out just to see how they're doing. Keep that system in place, and you will have every 3, 6, or 9 months, you're reaching out to the same people. So if Sean, I reached out to you today just to say, hey, Sean, how are you and Lynn doing? And you'd come back and you'd have your response for me. And I'd say, okay, great. I will see you around Facebook. Or, you know, I'd love to get together for a coffee. But not with the intention of joining my business. It's really just managing that relationship. Mm-hmm. Eventually, things happen in people's lives, and they're watching what you're doing on Facebook. They're watching what you are communicating when you're talking to them. And they will then come to you and say, you know, now I'm ready to hear about your business. Something happens in their lives, whether it is something in their family, you know, a child going off to college or university, somebody unfortunately may lose a job. Something happens in people's lives on a regular basis, and when they're ready to come to talk to you about your business and or your products and services, they will. So setting up that system where you, you're on a regular basis, you're reaching out to people.
Awesome.
Biggest, whether you, yeah, you can track it in if you have a hard copy agenda, if you use your phone for your scheduling. So if I reached out to Sean, you and Lynn today and said, okay, would you be open to, you know, if I give you a shout in, you know, in the springtime, are you good with that? You'd
mm-hmm.
be like, yeah, of course, that would be fantastic. I'd schedule mm-hmm. it for March 30th to reach out to Sean and Lynn. And it's in my calendar, I don't have to think about it. If I reach out in between, that's fantastic. But Sean knows that I'm going to be reaching out to him in March. So then that
right.
call in March isn't a surprise.
Right, yeah. Definitely. So, I mean, man, there's so much that we're sharing here, man. So much good information here. So just to kind of reflect and touch back on some of the things that we've talked about already, in case you're just joining, you know, when it comes to your network marketing business, when it or your home-based business or your direct selling business, whatever you want to call it, but when it comes down to it, there's three key things, especially during this time of year, that you need to focus on. And you know, the big things that Tammy really highlighted was one, relationships, right? This is a great time of year to go and connect with people genuinely, respectfully, and honestly. Don't just go and go, oh, I'm going to go hang out with Uncle Bob because he's the CEO of this company and I want him in my business. No, that's not the idea. It's to go and genuinely spend time and cultivate these current relationships that you have. And what will happen is naturally it will begin to open up doors for you as you go into 2017. One of the ways that Tammy explained it was interactive objections or objectives, not objective objections, objectives for social occasions. So, you know, you're going in there to interact and to communicate and to get to know people and network in social occasions, not go and vomit and promote your business all over the place. And the last thing she talked about was having an effective system for follow-up. So you guys are talking and the conversation comes up and they go, and, you know, this is something that I've worked on and it's really helped is that, you know, someone will say something. And then you go, you know what, that's a great question. I'd love to answer it, but I know now is not really a good time. We're hanging out with family and stuff like that. Listen, man, why don't you and I set up a time where we can go grab a cup of coffee and we can talk directly about that when there's not a lot of outside interference? They will respect that. It's a professional move, and it's something that – I mean, it's something that has really worked for me. What are your thoughts on that, Tammy?
Yeah, that's so true. It it takes that business out of that social context, which keeps it not, I wouldn't say the word safe, but it keeps it separate. But it also allows that listener, you're giving them the best gift that you can give anyone, and that's belief in them, but also belief in that you're willing to take the time out to share with them and answer their questions. So it really honors them as well, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely.
And on the situation that you're in.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, hey guys, you are listening to Success Movement Radio with Sean Wyman with my special guest, Tammy Stanley. And the guest call-in number to call in and speak to Tammy directly is 646-716-7979. That's 646-716-7979. So, Tammy, I want to go back. I want to dig a little bit because I know that there's a moment in your life where the transformation takes place, and until you've gone through it, you don't realize that there's even a transformation to be made. But you know what I'm talking about, because you went from that struggling, not being able to put anybody in your business, to being able to continuously build strong, sound, solid teams in your business with the right training and the right skill set. So what was that transformation point for you? Where was that transformation point for you?
Great question, Sean. There were two specific instances and then a final third one. The first one was when, just out on a limb, I'm like, okay, there has to be training outside of what our company is providing that will help us. I went on a meetup. I was looking around on the meetup application, and I found a training that was local, happening in a couple of weeks in the Toronto area, and I signed up for it. No idea what we were going to. We had just had a business opportunity the night before the event. Nobody joined our business. We had a business opportunity that morning before this training was happening. Nobody joined our business. We were like, okay, if we're going to make this work, we have to go to this training this afternoon. Thank goodness we went. That was the day that I met Tom Big Al Schreider. We learned some fabulous skills from him that day. As soon as we implemented them, they made a difference in our business. So that was the first one. The second one was the following summer. We had, again, hit a plateau in our business and were getting frustrated. So we went to one of our mentors in the business and said, okay, what are we doing wrong, or what can we do differently to improve our results? He mentioned or highly recommended that we take this outside training, which was the Landmark curriculum, to find out the way that we were being when we were presenting our business opportunity to others. So again, on a limb, we had no idea what we were getting into. We took that outside training, and it made a difference in our business. We discovered some things about ourselves that we did not know prior to going to that training. The next thing that happened was that we discovered that we have such a passion for network marketing and the entire profession, not just our business, that we wanted to share the business profession of network marketing with the world. We want to make it a profession that people run to rather than run from. So what we were creating people to do when we started our business, from puking it on people to give people the skills so that people are not running from the profession. They're actually choosing which company they want to go in because they want to become a network marketing professional. We discovered that at the end of taking the entire Landmark curriculum. And that is the exact time that we ran into Mr. James McNeil, who has his Verbal Aikido training, and it is has made such a drastic difference in our lives and anyone that has been has interacted with the training. So that was the third kind of pivotal point for both David and I in our entrepreneurial journey, I believe.
So that's what led you to, I mean, you actually kind of stepped away from the industry, right? Because you became so passionate about going out and helping other people in the industry after you figured out the secret formula, if you will, that you and David both, you guys kind of stepped away from the industry and actually started bringing the skills and the educational process that you had learned. And now you got over 5,000 students, right? Would you be open to sharing more about what you're doing with that?
Yeah, most definitely. Yes, so David and I did make the conscious decision to step away from actively building our business shortly after we met James McNeil. And so thank goodness for the profession. We were able to continue to receive our residual income, but we weren't actively building the business, still supporting our team, but not building our business or looking for new business partners. Instead, we built a program with, spent our time building a program for network marketers focused on training network marketers to effectively communicate their business opportunity. And then coupled with that, to fill in some of the gaps that we saw with people in the industry, the, James created sales training because there's such a misconception of what sales is, or a fear around sales, or a disempowering belief that I cannot be a salesperson. Mm-hmm. So he built a sales component to the training to really it's a miracle. It gets people away from their that disempowering belief, or gets them over that disempowering belief like that. The other component is power presenter, or how to effectively communicate, not necessarily just communicate, but communicate from a stage or a platform your business opportunity to others. So power presenter. And then the last portion is so important when you are leading a team, and that's the coaching component. How to really draw that genius out of your team members and really getting them to be effective within their business and performing, excelling within their business. So we built that. We've spent the majority of our time the last year and a bit building that platform with James. And then, like you said, we've been blessed during this pre-launch phase to have just under 6,000 people that have taken the course in 133 countries worldwide. People are loving it, and it's making a huge difference in their business.
Wow, that is absolutely just amazing, man. Well, one, that you guys would step away from your own business that you're growing successfully, and that is really cool that you've built up a residual base to help to kind of what's the word I'm looking for? Align, I guess, while you're going off and doing this other thing, you've got a supplemental income stream that's coming in that's helping you along, so you're not losing anything. You're just not gaining anything either. But you really are gaining, because you're meeting people all over the world. You're serving people all over the world. And, you know, if we believe in the law of reciprocation, that's going to come back 10 times plus. In the end, this will be just an amazing experience when it's all said and done.
Yeah, most definitely. We're so blessed to be able to have the freedom to create this product for people. And there's one thing that I learned, it was about a year and a half ago, and it's a quote that sticks in my mind all the time, and it's the burden of freedom. And it's really, if I don't do, someone else can't. So I couldn't, David and I couldn't effectively learn this verbal Aikido skill and not share it with the profession. It was just, it's not something that we could do. It's not something that we could keep under our wing and just say, oh, this is fantastic, this is going to make a difference in my business. It's like, no, we have to share this so that all network marketing professionals can excel in their business. And it really lifts up the entire profession in the process.
Nice. And it's really cool because you guys are so genuine about, I mean, you believe in this industry. You believe that this will be an industry that will continue to flourish as you know, there's uncertainty in the world and things like that. So, you know, what would you say with your students? What's the number one success factor in them really getting all the benefits from your training?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. The one thing that people have really given positive feedback on is really how to handle those no's and their perception of what a no means, and how they could continue to maintain relationships when they hear a no. I know mm-hmm. that, okay, back 5 or 6 years when David and I were starting our business, and we heard somebody tell us no, and it was like a jab in the stomach. It was a terrible feeling. We felt so bad. We didn't necessarily, which is unfortunate looking back, do an effective job maintaining those relationships after we heard a no from somebody. And the whole premise in verbal Aikido is the total opposite. It's a no is really just, and we've heard it before, but we actually feel it now. It doesn't have that I don't like you meaning or the I don't want to deal with you meaning. It's just I'm not interested in your business at this time. That's all that it is. It's just a no.
Yeah. You know, and I think a lot of people, I think that's one of the biggest challenges, that most people are not mentally prepared for the rejection that comes in any industry. Look, I mean, there are businesses out there that get told no every single day, yet, you know, nobody says a single word about it. But then when it comes to this industry, it's like this big, huge deal that somebody doesn't want to buy from you because of the way that you represented or misrepresented yourself, right? So I definitely see where you're going with that, and that makes total sense that and you know what? Another thing I really love about what you're doing is you're basically taking the concept of what network marketing was and turning it into what it can be in the future. So you're basically taking the network marketing profession into the 21st century way of doing business, to eliminate the skepticism, to eliminate the, well, isn't that a pyramid scheme, and all the other, the laughable questions now that come out that used to be heard and followed all the time back then, right?
Yeah, definitely. And then knowing what we know from the verbal Aikido training, we've actually learned that most of those questions are caused by ourselves. So how we are approaching other people, you know, if we are needy and greedy when we're sharing our business opportunity, those questions come out of the people that we are approaching, and we're really causing a lot of that. So the verbal Aikido training helps you get into the proper mindset to, you know, you've got a valuable product, you've got a valuable business opportunity, and you don't need to force it on people.
Become That's right.
such an attractive character that people come towards you to come and ask you about your business opportunity. It's phenomenal. Once you change the way that you are being in certain situations, it has such a phenomenal impact on all areas of your life.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. So, hey, everybody, you are on Success Movement Radio with Sean Wyman, with my wonderful guest, Tammy Stanley, tonight, network marketing professional, author, speaker, coach, CEO, just amazing, amazing human being. And she is sharing a wealth of knowledge about how to grow your business in this month and turn this into a planting season rather than a harvesting season. She's also sharing a lot of great knowledge that most people in the industry never get the opportunity to hear. And so, Tammy, I just appreciate you sharing all of this wonderful information. And again, it's not every day that you get to talk to somebody that is a legitimate network marketing professional in the industry. So if you want the chance to ask a question, if you're struggling with something, please, call into the show and talk to Tammy live and give her the opportunity to give you some advice right here on the show. So the telephone number is 646-716-7979. So it's 646-716-7979. So if you guys want to call in and you can talk to Tammy. We've got about, wow, it's hard to believe, Tammy, we're down to like just under 15 minutes now. So this thing is going very, very quickly, as it normally does. So as we're closing this out, or as we're going into the end of the show here, you have a book, right, that you have out that is just, I mean, just got a wealth of information in it. Would you share a little bit more about that? Because I believe that's something that could really help our audience as well.
Sure. The book that I co-authored with my husband, David, is Freedom Equals Time Plus Money Squared. And it is the simple system to rock your finances. And really, the premise of the book, or the majority of the book, is helping you control whatever level of income you have today, helping you control that income, to minimize your debt and increase your investments. And then the whole back end of the book, or the last, I'd say about 15-20% of the book, is now how do you layer your income? How do you increase your income? And network marketing is a perfect example of how people can increase and or layer their income. So they keep their professional job and they layer on the network marketing income that they create during their downtime. So they're making additional money in their downtime. And, we actually, Sean, can I tell everyone?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so we'd love to offer a free downloadable copy of the book to anyone that's listening. If you can send me an email at tammy@igniteyourfreedom.com, igniteyourfreedom.com, and send me an email with your contact name, and I can get a copy of that book to you in your hand so that you can read it and not overburden yourself this holiday season with unnecessary debt. It's a quick read, so it's ideally something that people could, you know, read between now and Christmas and get you set up for success in your finances into 2017.
Awesome. I'm actually typing it into Facebook as we speak on the events page where a lot of people are coming in from, and I put the link in there where they can email you directly and get a copy of the book. So, man, thank you so much for sharing that. That is really, really cool. And again, man, it just goes to show you, what network marketing professionals are really all about, because it just seems like you're constantly serving and constantly giving, and it's just the opposite of everything that I learned when I first got started in this industry. It was the opposite. It was, look at me and what a showboat I am, and look at the nice car I drive. And that's something I wanted to talk to you about, because that's something that a lot of companies are still pushing. But the truth of the matter is, most people don't really care about the materialistic things today, right?
Yeah. And from the cruise that we were just on, it was a really big subject that was discussed, and that was deemed as like the 90s mentality, those big income claims and the shiny cars and the huge homes and the, the Rolex watches. And that's really the 90s mentality, and we really have to bring this profession into the 21st century and avoid those big income claims and instead talk about, I'm fast-tracking my way to becoming debt-free. I'm earning money in my downtime. I'm, one of the quotes that came out of the cruise was actually from Art Jonak, one of the leaders on the cruise, and it's, debt-free is the new sexy. So really opening up your opportunity to people as an opportunity to become debt-free, not to have the 6,000-square-foot home or to drive the Bentley or anything like that. Really look at that, the long-term benefit of the business, and not that quick gratification with the material things.
Nice. I love that. And, you're right, man. It's like everybody flashing the bling and, oh, you can win this trip and, oh, you can get this car. And I mean, I know most people, man, they just want to know how they can make an extra $500 a month to stay afloat, right? To pay bills, and if they can just see that they can make that, it raises that believability and it actually increases their desire to continue to grow, because then they go, wow, if I can make $500 a month, that means I can do a little bit more and I can make $1,000. And then, that belief starts to strengthen as they see the results, right?
Yeah, most definitely.
Awesome.
And then,
awesome.
Sean, I know that we don't have that much time, but can I quickly give people a little framework on focusing on what they can control over the holiday season?
Yes, please. That would be great information.
Okay, so it's based on the premise that Stephen Covey had in his 7 Habits and his Circle of Influence, but it's kind of more targeted for network marketers. So if you have a pen and paper in front of you, I encourage you to draw 3 circles but they're inside each other. So you've got a small little circle in the middle, one around that, and then a third circle on the outside. If you don't have paper in front of you and you're driving or whatnot, that's okay. Just visualize three circles in your head. And the middle circle is deemed as what you control. What do you directly have control over? The circle on the outside of that is, you know, what are some things that you could manage? And then the outside circle is your circle of influence or what you have influence over. And that middle circle is what you have control over. So over the holidays, what do you have control over? You go to your sister Lucy's place for Christmas dinner. What do you have control over? You have control over how you speak to other people. You have control over what you share with other people. You have control over those interactions and whether it's a positive or a negative interaction. What you don't have control over is some of the materials outside of your control. So I know when we started our network marketing business, because we didn't know what to do, our focus was on things way outside of our control. Our upline wasn't supporting us properly. The marketing material isn't what I would have produced. The online ordering system, there was a tiny little flaw in it. I was focusing way outside of my control rather than focusing on what I could control, which was picking up the phone and reestablishing a relationship with somebody that I went to high school with. It was reaching out in Facebook and actually, you know, setting up a coffee date with somebody that I hadn't touched base with in a number of months. Those are the things that you have within your control. And if you find that there's somebody on your team that's also focusing outside their control, try to really filter them back into what they can control, those small, manageable steps. If anyone's read either The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy or The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson, you know it's those small, meaningful, minimal tasks that actually create that momentum in your business. So those small things that you do every day consistently is what really starts to get that momentum growing in your business. So I encourage everyone over these holidays to really, A, understand what you can control, and then, B, control them. So make sure that you're having those positive interactions. You're putting relationship deposits in the bank with other people. You are truly taking an interest in the lives of others and then determining if your business opportunity or your products or services can be a benefit to them.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, I mean, wow, I don't even know what to say because you are like just on fire right now, man. The information you're giving is so true. You know, so many times we go out and we set up the appointment or you set up the meeting or whatever, and then they don't show up or the phone doesn't answer. They don't answer the phone when you have the meeting called or, you know, whatever. And we go, oh my goodness, what's wrong with me? What's going on? And we lose sight of what we can control. We can't control them picking up the phone, you know, other than, you know, doing our best to confirm with them that there's nothing that would, there would be no reason for them not to. We have no control. And so I love your advice on that. Focus on what you can control and not what you can't during the holiday season. And be open to the bigger picture of what planting in this month is going to do for harvesting. And the harvest might not come in January. It might be February, March, April, May. It may even be close to next December before it harvests. But, you know, if you plant, as James says, right, plant good seed in good soil, you're bound to get a good harvest sooner or later, as long as you cultivate those seeds and keep them growing and keep them in a safe place. You're bound to produce a great harvest, right?
Yeah, that's it, exactly. And like you said, there will be disappointments. Just what do you have control over for that disappointment? You have control over your reaction and how you handle that situation. And again, maintaining that relationship is number one priority.
Yes, yes. So any final thoughts? We got about 5 minutes left. We really got about 3 minutes left, Tammy. So I want to make sure I open the floor to you. Any final thoughts, anything you want to share that's just on your heart tonight?
No, just keep believing in the business, the opportunity, the profession. There is a quote from James that we can, those of you that send me the email with for the copy of the book, I will send you the meme on it. And it's really trust in the dark what you believed in the light. So when you start your network marketing business, you have that enthusiasm, you have that belief, but you are going to have dark days. And on those dark days, just remember what you believed in the light. Trust that when you're having those dark days, when that business prospect does not show up to that coffee meeting, when somebody says no to your product and or your service, just continue to keep that trust and keep plugging away. You are in the best profession in the world, and I don't say that lightly. Continue to grow your business and don't have unrealistic goals that you know, that you're going to be beating yourself up for not achieving. Just continue moving forward in your business, learning those skills to succeed and make it happen.
Yes. All, man, just awesome, awesome information. So to all the amazing people out there in the movement community, I hope you guys really got some great value tonight from Tammy. Tammy, I can't express enough what an honor it is to know you and to you know, call you and David both my friends. It's just an honor to be in you know, in company of such great people. So thank you for that. Thank you so much for being a guest on this show. It was such an honor. And listen, I hope you and David will come back in the new year as we kick off 2017. We'd love to have you guys back. And is there any I know you have this course, and there may be some people on here that are like, man, I would love to know how I can work directly with Tammy. How would somebody go about connecting with you to work with you?
Yeah, okay, that's a fantastic question. Thanks, Sean. We have the website set up for the course, and it's V as in Victor, so V-A Funds, V-A-F-U-N-S.com. And all the details on the course is there. If the first five people that email me with that in the subject line, the vafunds.com, send me an email, and I will send you a coupon code to take the first module of the training for free. I'd love to give that as a Christmas gift to you to help equip you to be successful in your business. So the first five people that email me, which is tammy@igniteyourfreedom.com, and put in the subject line VA funds, and I will send you a coupon code so that you can take that first module for free.
And that's V-A-F-U-N-S, right? I want to make sure we got that right.
Correct. So it's Verbal Aikido for Ultimate Networking Success is what the acronym stands for, .com.
Nice. Nice, nice, nice. Gotcha. So vafunds.com. All right. Awesome. So Tammy, thank you so much for being a guest, and thank you so much for enlightening us with such great information from a true network marketing professional. It has been an absolute honor having you on the show. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor, and it's my pleasure. And we love this profession, so I love sharing anything that we can to lift up the people that are involved in the profession and or the profession. So thanks again, Sean, for the invite.
No problem, Tammy. So you guys have been listening live to Success Movement Radio. If you'd like to become a part of the movement community on Facebook, just go to facebook.com and type in the browser, "Welcome to the Movement," and join the movement community there. Tammy, would you be open to doing that if I invited you over there?
Oh, most definitely. That would be fantastic. Thanks, Sean.
All right, perfect. So we'll add Tammy to the group. And there's over 200 people in that community now, just from all over the world. So definitely a fun place to be, and you can connect with all of us over there. And thank you, everyone, for watching the show. Greatly appreciate you. Remember, as you leave tonight, remember, it is all about creating movement. So have a great night. Welcome to the movement, and we'll see you again soon. Good night, Tammy.
Take care. Thanks, everyone. Merry Christmas.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.